This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The controversy is continuing over Israel's claims that the main hospital in Gaza is being used as a military base by Hamas, with a new video image provider, images provider.
Israel's come under fire from the World Health Organization and other groups denouncing the conditions at Al-Shifa Hospital and the military strikes that have knocked out power and endangered lives. But the Israel Defense Forces spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says
Hamas was hiding and murdering our hostages in Shifa Hospital.
He released surveillance video saying it shows two hostages being dragged there by armed militants, and he alleges kidnapped soldier Noah Marciano was killed there.
Hamas murdered Noah inside Shifa Hospital.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress are facing some unusually public challenges over their support for Israel's offensive against Hamas. Hundreds of staffers in the administration and on Capitol Hill are signing on to letters, speaking to reporters and holding vigils, all in an effort to shift U.S. policy toward more urgent action to stem Palestinian casualties. Russian drones target Kyiv, as U.K. Defense Ministry says that there's a little chance of a frontline change.
Russia launched 20 Iranian-made Shahed drones overnight. 15 of them were shot down by Ukrainian forces, says Kyiv's military administration spokesman. He adds the strike on the city was the second in 48 hours. Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry says there are few immediate prospects of major changes in the front line in the winter, adding that intense fighting is currently concentrated near Kupiansk in the northwest and on the left bank of the Dnieper River, where Ukrainian forces have established a bridgehead. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship in a crucial Red Sea shipping route and taken a 25-member crew hostage. The rebels said that they hijacked the ship Sunday over its connection to Israel. The group warned it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israelis' campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the crew members came from a range of countries, but that no Israelis had been on board the Bahamas-flagged Galaxy Leader. A right-wing populist will become the next president of Argentina after promising a dramatic shakeup to the state in a fiercely polarized campaign. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Right-wing populist Javier Milei says that Argentina's situation is critical, and he is promising to do drastic changes once he takes over the presidency of the third-largest economy in Latin America. Milei addressed supporters late Sunday that chanted "President, President," and "Liberty, Liberty" when he took the stage. He also said the reconstruction of Argentina begins today. In the streets of Buenos Aires, drivers honked their horns and many took to the streets to celebrate in several neighborhoods. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has died at the age of 96. This is just days after it was announced she was going into hospice care along with her husband.
They were the longest married presidential couple in U.S. history. Their marriage was a full partnership, from the Navy to the family farm to politics, which Rosalynn Carter said she loved. First campaigning and then becoming a top presidential advisor, advocating for mental health and caregivers. The Carters had spent their time out of the White House establishing the Carter Center and building homes with Habitat for Humanity.
It is never a sacrifice to be a part of Habitat. It's always a blessing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And again, Israeli tanks were positioned around the hospital complex in North Gaza, where 12 Palestinians were killed, dozens wounded. The enclave's health ministry said on Monday as fighting raged on amid indications of an impending pause in hostilities. There was no immediate confirmation from the Israeli military of the reports from the Indonesian hospital, but Palestinian news agency WAFA said that the facility had been hit by artillery fire. Like many other health facilities in embattled Gaza, the Indonesian hospital set up in 2016 with funding from Indonesian organizations has ceased operations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.